At their December 18th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners gave final approval to purchase from Motorola Corporation a new computer-aided dispatch system, or CAD, for the 911 center, a 911 phone system, and a new records management system, or RMS, for the Sheriff's Department. Their current systems have seriously outdated hardware and software, as well as being outdated in their ability to incorporate the new standards and abilities required of the 911 centers across the country by the National Emergency Number Association. Once operational, this new system will upgrade the Pocahontas County 911 center, being a Phase 2 center. On the currently used CAD system, just for support, excluding hardware and software upgrades, the 911 center has been paying over $18,000 per year. In addition to adding new features, including integrated mapping and the ability to receive 911 emergency requests through texting, the purchase price will include 10 years of support, which includes software and hardware upgrade. The total cost for the CAD, phone, and RMS systems is $766,387. About $120,000 of that total cost will come from the Sheriff's Department for their RMS system. The commissioners then unanimously approved the purchase. In other actions, the commissioners discussed with Travis Miller of the West Virginia Division of Forestry that division's request to locate a portable sawmill on a pad that they build about 40 feet behind the parking lot pavement of the former shoe factory building. Miller said that the lumber produced at the site will be used for products to sell for projects in state forests and for producing white pine timber beams for sale. The commissioners approved this request. Cree Lotti of the Pocahontas County Libraries delivered their annual update to the commission. She reported that each library will now be open for 192 hours per week, including all Saturdays. Cynthia Guerra, the president of the Pocahontas County Arts Council, delivered their annual report to the commission and talked about their work with the arts classes in the schools and how they donate lots of arts materials and equipment to the school arts programs. The commissioners opened and approved the one sealed bid received for the 2019 purchase of gasoline by the county. That bid was from their current gasoline contractor, Woodford Oil, and is at the same price as last year. They set six dates for the 2019 Board of Review and Equalization hearings. Those dates will be from 10 a.m. on February 1st, 5th, 8th, 12th, and 15th. The final date will be during the regular commission meeting at 5:30 p.m. on February the 19th. They appointed Donald McNeil to a five-year term on the County Board of Health and approved a budget revision and resolution of $9,123 for the State Grants Records Management Board. Bob Martin reported to the commissioners that the county received settlements in two class action lawsuits against the federal government involving underpayment of PELT grants. One was for $1,667 and the other was for $30,606. He also reported that the condominium they auctioned off on the courthouse steps last week sold to DP Ventures Incorporated for $90,000, more than enough to repay the $71,634 owed to the hotel occupancy tax. Martin also reported that at the last Snowshoe Rad board meeting, Frank Dewberry resigned, and the resort operator is naming a replacement. He said that during that meeting, there was a heated discussion about initiating precinct voting for RAD board members. However, that failed to be placed in the bylaws. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.